Okay, thank you for that. Are you finding it cold in here?
Sorry.
Are you cold?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Try and warm you up. It's not a device to make people stay for a short time. Okay.
I can continue?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you. So when I was working in Philip, I have been involved in a project which look at the sustainability.
Thank you. Is your microphone on?
Yes, can you hear me? So when I was working in Philip, I have been working involved in a project in discussing the sustainability and the what is called the life cycle assessment. So at the same time, we were not designing a light bulb, which is highly energy efficient, but we also think about how it needed to be recycled to reduce, to minimize its environment impact. I think as Kiwi Rail is claiming the Freight Hub will have very good positive environment impact, will reduce the environmental impact. I think they also needed to well consider the environmental impact before or even after the construction is complete. After when in 100 years time, when the hub is to be destroyed, such what they call the life cycle assessment is an internationally recognized method to evaluate environmental impact of a product or a project. So I also aware that yesterday some EV people also mentioned environment impact. We needed to take a facilitated consideration of this. Therefore, I would recommend Kiwi Rail should conduct such an assessment study before it go ahead. We already see some potential waste. A few new homes on our Cleveland will be acquired, and eventually they will lost. There's an enormous waste, and lots of native trees on our neighbors will be lost. We also see our roads, Cleveland T. Nagir Road was just sealed by end of 2019. I don't know. At that time, we already know Palmerston North East has signed an MOU with Kiwi Rail regarding the hub. Why do they still approve such construction? I don't know. Of course, I would envision more people from Banisop will discuss their damaged community interest. Many people in the community said Kiwi Rail haven't well concerned with the community before we know the news. So when the news came to our ears last February, I think everyone was shocked. Finally, we also feel Palmerston North health crisis will be becoming more severe, not only because of the loss of 24 houses in this area, but also 177 hectares of land. This will be a very big thing for those people who wanted to find a place called a home. They are not afforded to buy it. So, summary, we strongly oppose this project for the belonging reason. For the limited time, I don't want to go through everyone just very quickly. Reason one, our home, our life will be ruined. There will be very unfair compensation. And we still have some very complicated unanswered issues. Number four, the accountable law is not suitable for fair compensation. Number five, unjustified freight volume growth forecast. Number six, unavailability of a comprehensive environmental impact assessment. Number six, damaged Banisop community. Number eight, making the project will make the house crash even worse and limit future city development. This is our recommendation. We request the City Council and the panel to reject the designation. We request KiwiRail to redo its forecast for rail freight volume data in the coming decade when they needed to consider those change, big things I mentioned at least. We request KiwiRail to conduct a thorough life cycle assessment to validate their claim of environmental impact can be improved. Finally, in case the City Council, the panel give consent to the designation, we request adding the following condition. Number one, KiwiRail to start discussion with us immediately in good faith regarding the acquisition and the compensation. We know that probably they are not certain if the project will go ahead or not, but they can discuss with us immediately to reduce our stress. For that, we want KiwiRail to reach agreement with us regarding the acquisition and the compensation and address those relevant issues within a certain period of time. We suggest by the end of the 3rd of December this year. Thank you.
Thank you, Hengping. Well, I was very impressed with the ability to navigate the compensation provisions of the Public Works Act, which is not for the faint-hearted. And you've identified some issues, some of which are long-standing. But I guess it's incomprehensible for me to feel know what it feels like to have a demand for your property to be taken, especially when you're carrying a responsibility for such a large number of individuals. So I empathise, but I can't comprehend how stressful that is. So we'll certainly consider those matters. I'll just check if my other commissioners have any questions.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I think those points are all well made. There are limits to our powers to compel discussions around negotiation for compensation. So that's there are limits on what our function is. But I'm sure that KiwiRail has listened to your concerns, and they probably need to get some of their ducks in a row before navigating that process with you. So, excuse the pun, because we talked about ducks today, didn't we? I just encourage you to keep on keeping those lines of communication open as we work through the process. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Is there anything, any other people from your team that want to say anything?
Just now, when my father spoke, some of his word has not been translated, so could
okay,
we just add a few words,
yeah, just,
please?
Okay, it's the translator.
So 很难过，我们这样的天堂生活，是我们一辈子的梦想了，真的很舍不得了。谢谢。Yeah,
I'm very upset that my heavenly life will be stolen, and I really miss my property. I don't want to lose my own property. That's my dream house ever.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I understand that. It's very difficult.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Shenzhen. So we've had two submissions now from people directly affected by the taking, potential taking of land, and that just brings to mind the significance of the proposal. And I'll just check where we're up to. I was going to say on a lighter note, but maybe not. Waka Kotahi, New Zealand, can come forward there next. Oh, am I wrong? Foodstuffs, okay. So they aren't here yet, are they? Foodstuffs, or thank you. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. And you have shared some evidence. If you'd just like to introduce yourselves.
Yeah, hi. My name's Brady Nixon for Foodstuffs North Island.
Hi, I'm Mike Nixon from Commute Transportation Consultants, and I'm representing Foodstuffs, providing traffic advice.
Right.
They always send people with the same last name.
Yes, that's a trick, isn't it? So I just check something. Right. So we just had Matt Norwell down as the person presenting, but that's not correct.
No. So Matt is Matt, our planner. He unfortunately couldn't attend today, so it will be essentially Mark and I. I think at this stage, probably the way that we'd like to actually approach it, and for the sake of expediency for time, would be to assume that evidence has been read and maybe just look to cast questions to you, or have questions cast to us if you have any.
All right, well, that seems a good way forward. You may or may not be aware that we have a commissioner who is a traffic engineer, okay. Commissioner Mackinson, and our co-pupper is that the commissioner with the best expertise starts the questions. So that's what we're going to do.
Good afternoon. If you just wait while my documents load, that would be appreciated. So I have your original submission before us, Mr. Michael Nixon, in relation to transportation. And I note that the key area of concern from Foodstuffs seems to be around ensuring that access is maintained for your operations into the future, which is I fully understand. Have you seen Mr. Georgeson's rebuttal evidence and his suggestions around how Roberts Line could potentially be redesigned to maintain access for you?
Yes, I have seen his rebuttal evidence. I've got a copy in front of me. And I've seen those plans that he had attached to the back of it.
Could you give me your thoughts on those, please, in fairly general terms?
In fairly general terms, he had an assessment in there of right-turn movements out of the Foodstuffs accesses. I'd summarise those as being quite significant delays if you compare them to the without freight hub scenario. Despite that, he offered a mitigation measure which was for trucks to turn left out of the access and then do a U-turn at the roundabout. I fundamentally don't have an issue with that. The extra travel time would be negligible. What I would have expected to see, though, is an assessment of that left turn out. That will still be quite difficult to do with a, as we agreed in both of our statements of evidence, the trucks take about 10 seconds to turn out, whether they're doing a left turn out or a right turn out. So it would have been good to see what that effect was for that left turn movement out, if that was to occur.
Thank you. That's a significant assistance to me. It saves me a lot of questions to have that clarity. Assuming, have you kept up to date with the draft conditions that are currently on the table, dated 13th of August?
Unfortunately, no, I haven't. Okay. I did hear discussion. It was quite helpful that there was audio files available to listen to. So I didn't listen to Mr. Georgeson's evidence live, but I did hear what he had to say. And I understand those conditions were being moved around at that time.
They are a little. Part of the discussion that we've been having with the various parties has been around the road network integration plan. Part of that is clearly around making sure that the potential freight hub and the potential freight ring road can align. But from my area of interest around the foodstuffs operation, is there anything in particular that you might need to see within that road network integration plan that would give certainty that your operations would be able to continue in a way that doesn't actually have a negative impact on foodstuffs?
The key thing is to be able to get safe and efficient access to the site, to allow for safe and efficient movements to and from the site. One thing I've looked at is the Northeast Industrial Zone sort of road network, and quite a lot of the trucks from Foodstuff turn right onto Railway Road from Roberts Line. So it's preserving that movement, if vehicle movements out of the site, like the right turn out, if that is difficult and they have to turn left, how can they find their way back round? So one option is to do a U-turn at that roundabout. Another option maybe is to come down Richardson's line and connect through El Prado Drive. Now, there's meant to be a connection from Alderson Drive to Richardson's line. It may move that forward. That might be a way to get trucks dispersing and onto the road network.
So you mentioned that most trucks go out right to access Railway Road. Are they then heading down to Palmerston or up towards Fielding?
I don't know the exact split. I haven't done a whole daily survey. Mm-hmm. From my observations, when a vehicle turns right out of the Foodstuffs distribution centre, they go into Roberts Line, and when they get to Railway Road, it's probably an even split what I've observed there. But yes, certainly vehicles are turning right out there, so there's demand there.
So looking at some of the specifics of land take, which was another item raised, are you reasonably comfortable that the concept road design for Roberts Line, particularly where it joins Railway Road, minimises impacts on the site at that end? My understanding was it sort of clips some of the car parking.
It clips a little bit. I'm generally comfortable with that, and I'll just, I don't know if Brady wants to say anything.
Look, I think from Foodstuffs perspective, it's not ideal that we're getting land taken off us. There's 180 hectares of land associated with the Kiwi Rail NOSA requirement that can actually accommodate road changes. It would prefer to see those road changes come off our land. I think when it comes down to the first corner you're talking about in regards to where the car park is, it's probably not so bad, although it's yet to be worked through as to how that would be rectified for us. We have actually quite a significant parking demand. That parking demand's only going to increase over time. So as we lose car parks and lose access, how is that dealt with? I think problematic area would have to be the roundabout at the other end, and we can talk a little bit more about that in due course during this discussion.
Well, seeing as you've raised it, if you'd like to talk about it now, that would be helpful.
Yeah, Foodstuffs have, so my role for Foodstuffs, so I'm a contractor for Foodstuffs, so I develop all of the supply chain buildings around the country for the business. And it's a significant investment that's going on over a period of about 8 years, replacing all of the distribution centres. The distribution centres in the lower North Island, they're all accommodated here in Palmerston North, are going to be relocated, and they will be relocated to this site. So as time goes on over the next 5 years, there is going to be more buildings built on site. There is going to be more traffic generated by our site. It's a large site, but it's also not that big. These facilities are quite significant. So we have a need to preserve as much land as we possibly can. I'm afraid I don't actually have any plans to go up to actually divest at this point in time. They tend to be a little bit kept close to the chest, but I can assure you that every square centimetre of space that we actually need to protect as much as we possibly can. And I think that's a critical issue for us. There's nowhere else for us to go.
So just exploring that a little. I understand the imperative from a business perspective, and I also understand matters of commercial sensitivity. Given the potential upgrade of Richardson's line and Roberts' line to a roundabout by council anyway, I don't know what scale that would be to. Does this potential freight hub access actually impact you any more, in your view, than might have happened anyway? Is sort of first part of the question. And I guess the second part of the question for me is, how much loss of building space would you actually get, given you'd have to consider building setbacks and boundaries? I'm not being a planner, I don't know what the exact rules are around that. I'm just trying to get your overall impression.
It's mostly sort of, in terms of the question around the impacts on buildings, impact on yard. So when it comes to supply chain facilities, the yard's actually probably more important than the building itself. The building's the building. You can site it anywhere inside the site, but it's the ability to maneuver and move safely around the site with large vehicles. So the best way to describe it in a shorter possible way is that we always circulate around a site in a clockwise direction. That's predominantly because a truck driver sits on the right-hand side of the truck and needs to see what they're backing into. We have a desire for an internal ring route around the site, as well as space for things like devanning, which are emptying effectively containers that come in through the ports. They've got to be isolated. The yard can very quickly become congested, and so a 20 hectare site like this that has say 10 or 11 hectares of building on it becomes very, very tight. Every centimetre of yard is important.
Thank you. Is there anything else in particular that you would like to raise from a transportation point of view?
I think your first part of the question there was, if council were to do this upgrade anyway, would there be any difference to what KiwiRail are proposing? I don't know what the size of the roundabout would have been for council's scenario without the freight hub being in. It may very well be that we would have ended up in the same situation if council were proposing an NOR to do the same thing. We would have been opposing it. I think this is a unique situation in that KiwiRail have got all, well, they're looking to acquire all that land to the north, and I think there is an engineering solution available to move that roundabout north. I know one of the concerns that Mr. Georgeson had was there was a rail line some 40 metres back from that northern approach. I wasn't suggesting keeping that rail line there. I was saying you'd move that as well if you move the roundabout. It's just a line on the plan at this stage. I don't see that as a constraint.
Thank you.
Mr. Nixon, or Brady Nixon, you also had in your submissions concern about the commercial elements proposed within the freight hub. Was there anything additional you wanted to add to what you said about that?
No, but it's probably fair to say that it's reasonably optimistic. Having developed some $2 billion worth of property, I would suggest to you that KiwiRail's chances of actually filling buildings of this magnitude is pretty low. The demand doesn't exist without compromising maybe other commercial areas. So you're either poaching tenants from other parts of your city in order to fulfill your facilities, or from another town. So there are economic effects that can be ascertained from that.
Thank you.
Just an observation, really.
No other questions. Thank you.
No other questions. Thank you very much. Appreciate you coming along. And we'll consider those matters carefully.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just one note. And this is probably a little bit addresses a little bit further to council for KiwiRail and also to KiwiRail themselves. But my instruction is to appeal any NOR that does take land from us. So it is actually an issue that we wish to raise, as being quite significant to the business.
Yeah.
So if we lose land, we'll appeal. You know, so that's basically.
I don't think that this designation affects your land as such. It's
For the roundabout component, it does, yes.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
It's just that.
Thank you. All right, so we're at 12:35. I think it's time for lunch. So we'll adjourn till 1:30. It's 1 o'clock, we're back. Thank you. We're on a tight rein. Okay.